Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Days away from a massive night of boxing at the Echo Arena, of course, headlined by Tony Bellew. Others involved on the night, Derry Matthews, of course, Ryan Farag as well, Sean Masher-Dodd, and also Rocky from Stocky. Let's talk with Rocky Fielding. Morning, Rocky.
Morning, Steve. You all right?
Yeah, thanks for joining me. Look, you're stepping back into the ring against an opponent, Hungary's István Zeller. What do you know about him?
Yeah. Not too much. I've looked him up on YouTube, looked at his record. He's been in with a couple of decent fighters now. He hasn't beat them, but he gives them a fight early, so I'm hoping to put a good performance in.
You are the WBC International Super Middleweight Champ, but that's not a belt that you're defending in this fight, is it?
No, it's not. We were looking at, I was defending at first, we were looking at some good opponents at first, but a couple weren't available, a couple fell through, so and the time was getting close to the 15th, so defence is not on, but the next fight will be.
So what would lie ahead after this one? Presuming everything goes correctly for this, and you know, I'm sure in your mind you think it will do. What comes next? How many more fights do you want? How soon do you want to be fighting after this? Because it's been quite spread out for you, hasn't it, your fights?
Yeah, I've had a couple of months. I've been ticking over. I had a couple of months where I had a few things outside the ring that wouldn't have been in the right thing in order to fight, so everything's out of the way in that now, and I can concentrate on getting back out after this fight. And I've been told December, in a big fight December, so just about getting out, getting the feel of, back in the Echo and the fans, and getting back in the ring and the lights, and then performing, and then getting back into seeing a few weeks later, a week later too, and then get back on for the end of the year.
You get such great support at the Echo Arena. How much do you enjoy it? Because you're lucky enough, you've been privileged enough to have quite a few fights there.
Yeah, it's great. You can't beat it. And, the fans, when you fight at the Echo, the Scousers, they all get behind you, even if if the fans of the other Scouse fighters, they all like kind of stick together. And when you walk out there and you hear the noise and that, and everything is great. It's brilliant. It's a buzz, so looking forward to that again, and everyone cheering again, and good performance, and get back talking again.
Well, you mentioned sort of the big fights that lie ahead. Who are the sort of names you want to be looking at in the future?
The top names. I mean, like any big fights that would get me into into a position for a world title. That's the aim, and I was looking to fight Jay Leon North from Mayweather's camp for this fight, and it went quiet, but now he's surfaced back up again. He's come back up again, so maybe him is a fight for, like, eliminator for the world title, and maybe that getting made. But the WBA route is a good route to go to. The Italian who's a champion, who's fighting the guy from Germany in November, and that's a good route to go. But you've got the WBC, because Callum's Manatee for that, he's waiting to see what happens to that, and the Gael might be fighting Badu, so they're a bit tied up. But the route probably I'd look to go is the WBA, and hopefully I can get in a position to fight for that, and that's what I want, and that's what I'm aiming for.
Everything's not always smooth in boxing, that other boxers know it. That, how much have you sort of, obviously with your fight with Callum, Is that sort of completely in the past? Have you learned a lot from that? Is it a learning curve?
Yeah. Even though it was only short, I did I learned a few. The crowd was great that night, and I was still in the buzz with the crowd, and when the bell went, it was like, well, I'm ready to fight now. And he caught me with good shots, and I did watch it back. It took me a while watching it back, but it did. And even the Rabas fight, my last fight, was a tough 12-round fight, and a close one. And I've studied that back now, and I've learned it all on some things there and improved on some things, and this training camp I've done a lot of sparring, so I've worked on a lot of defence work and everything like that. So I'm hoping it'll show Saturday, and then it'll show in my next fight when I step up into that level.
Those 12 round battles, are you made for those? Are you comfortable with those?
Yeah, well, I say I've only done two, but I'd train hard enough to do it and use a spar, and I put the round and I put the graft in. So yeah, I think I am comfortable of doing it, because against Rabassé was a tough 12 round non-stop fight with him, and I got through the 12 rounds okay, and so it wouldn't be a problem, do the 12 rounds again. So I've trained hard enough. So
now people might think that fight night should be the biggest thing in your life, but it's not necessarily for you this weekend, is it? There's some quite unfortunate timing going on with your partner and the birth of the first child. So, scheduled for Saturday, is that right?
Sorry. Yeah, she's due Saturday. I've just finished a little run there at the gym, and I've had the phone with me every time up in the gym. I've had the phone. I have to keep on checking between rounds to see if I've had that call. So she's due Saturday, but I'm open any time now. It's hard work. Obviously, I've never experienced it, juggling a fight and my first baby on the way. But I'm confident. Everything will go well, and I'm fully focused on the fight ahead. We had a discussion when I got given the date that I'd be fighting. It was, I've got a fight, and that's it. And I've got to be good for my family's around, their family's around to be there. So, but if there's ever happened, if it wasn't in the gym and it happened, then there'd be people there to look after till I got there. So, it's going to be a mad few days ahead, but I just got to shoot. It always happens to me, things like this always happens to me. She'll probably go on the fight when I get out the ring, so.
What's your missus called, Rocky?
Jessica.
Does she normally come and watch you?
Yeah, she hasn't missed a fight, and she's there every fight, and then a few people are going, "Are you going?" She said, "No, I can't go. Back in my waters went to the Echo Arena, and the Echo Arena. The shame for us all." She's there every fight, yes, but she'd be at home watching a couple of the family around to sit with her. So, it's going to be
Is it much of a distraction for you, or not? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I presume you'll check your phone one last time before you literally get up to go and do your ring entrance.
Well, no, that's it. That's what I discussed it today, last night. I said, when I leave this house to go and fight, it sounds horrible, but I don't want to know anything. I won't be looking at my phone. Don't text me. Don't let me know until I've had my fight. And then when I get out, then I can do it. And that's what she'd do that anyway. Do you know what I mean? She wouldn't. She wouldn't say as I'm walking out. My waters are gone. I'd have to get half the phone Delta and put in Delta to go and wisdom while I'm at the hell.
Look, you won't be the first sports person who's encountered this problem. In fact, it happened a couple of weeks ago with the Manchester City ladies manager, and they were going for the title in a big game against Chelsea, I think it was. And before that game, his wife was in exactly the same position. Now, fortunately, she went into labour right after the game. So that would suit you down to the ground, wouldn't it? Although, do you want to see the rest of the fights at the arena?
Yeah, I want to watch the rest of the fights. So that's what I said. Let me know, if she goes, she goes. If he doesn't, I'll be staying to watch the fights, and then I'll be home then. So, hold on until Sunday morning, that'll be all right. I can't do an all-night labour. I'll be a kid by 2 o'clock, and I'm not missing it.
Well, Jess, good luck to you. And Rocky, good luck on both fronts. Of course, the impending birth of your new family member, and, of course, the fight of the weekend. Have a brilliant one. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Steve. Thanks,
take care. There you go. Rocky Fielding there. Just another of those names on the bill at the weekend. Bellew, Derry, Masher, Rocky, Ryan Farag. It's a great night at the Equity Arena. I think it's nearly sold out now. But it's well worth a watch on Sky if you can't get down there.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.